When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Danny Elfman.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Debbie Harry.
This is Chris Stein-Blondie.
This is Ronan Orzabal from Tears for Fears.
This is Billy Idol.
This is Alex Ebert, a.k.a. Edward Sharpe, giving the story behind the song.
Hi, this is Peter Chotti, host of The Story Behind the Song. Each month I speak to some of music's biggest artists to get the inside stories behind their most lasting and iconic songs. Join me for new episodes on the third Monday of every month on The Story Behind the Song from the Consequence Podcast Network, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. All right, here we are behind the curtain. Aaron and I went to the Omnigon Voodoo Glow School show last night. About half of the crowd was masked. I only had a mask off while I was performing. Mm-hmm. Aaron jumped on stage and was skanking without a mask.
I had a mask on, though, inside the venue.
Inside the venue, yes, but took it off to dance up on stage. I pulled him up on stage. And Aaron just got a call from his parents. Yeah. That they tested positive for COVID, and he saw them on Wednesday.
Yes, so we have about five minutes left on Aaron's test.
COVID test right now.
So, this is going to be a huge reveal. I've already been feeling
really, really nervous about COVID today. I feel fine. I don't have any symptoms. I mean, I wouldn't yet anyways. But I felt kind of crazy playing a show last night. Did you have any sort of protocol, Aaron, coming home from the show last night? Or did you just climb into bed with your shoes on?
COVID protocol?
Yeah. I mean, did you have any sort of plan, or was it just like, oh, that's it?
No, I just, yeah. I mean, my feelings are I don't feel worried about wearing a mask outside, but I feel like if I'm inside and there's people around, I'm going to wear a mask. And if it feels particularly, you know, crowded and a little sketchy, I'm going to wear two masks.
Yeah.
That's pretty much my policy. And that's what I did. And I had a mask on the entire time we were in that club, and I would take it off when we're outside, cause I feel like that's pretty low risk, the outside situation. Mm-hmm. So
last night after we finished, I came home. I gave Cassidy a ride home. Mm-hmm. We both wore masks inside the car.
Okay.
I wore my mask until I got to the freeway, and then I rolled down the windows and drove for a little bit with the windows open and then took my mask off. I came home. I went directly to our garage, took all my clothes off, put them in the washing machine.
Mm.
Went upstairs, showered, washed my hair, washed my beard. Did a sinus rinse, like a saline sinus rinse. And then I slept on the couch away from the rest of my family with a mask on.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I never really considered too much or worried too much about, the lingering like COVID on objects or clothes things. I just kind of mm-hmm. think of it like, oh, when you're in breathing distance of somebody, and it's indoors, that's the high risk. The high risk area.
And so for last night, I feel like I really had like, you know, our whole set was like 30 minutes of pretty high risk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on stage and I'm jumping up and down and I'm breathing hard and I'm trying to belt to the back of the room, which, shout out to Jay Navarro. I reached out to Jay literally right before we went on stage through Facebook Messenger. And I was just like, Jay, how do I not blow my voice out? And Jay said, just let the PA do the heavy lifting. And so I tried to keep that in mind last night. You can definitely tell I'm a little gravelly today.
Yeah.
But I still have a voice. Like if I had to do a set today, I think I'd do okay. But
nice. Did you, speaking of, did you watch any of those videos that Pook sent us about
Big Face, Little Face
warming up?
I watched a little bit. I've watched stuff with that woman before. None of it really resonates with me. I don't know. I feel like the way she's teaching metal singers to sing feels fake. I mean, it is fake. Like it's false screaming. But I should probably look into it instead of just real screaming all the time.
Let's take a little sidetrack here. I'm going to check my test. I have not looked at it yet. I'm going to bring it over and I'm going to give you my reaction as I look. It is.
Sorry, folks. We ran out of bandwidth. If you want to find out if Aaron caught COVID from his parents and you want to support the show, head over to our Patreon. For as little as $5, you'll get access to our back catalog of Behind the Curtain episodes, our Discord, and you'll be helping us sustain this show. Think it over. Take your time. But don't take too long. Thanks for listening. I'll leave you with this. Ska now, more than ever.
In a small town, on a cold night in 1975, a waitress, finishing her shift at the diner on Interstate 80. The empty parking lot stood between her and the safety of her car. No one ever saw her again. Now, years later, our team of forensic scientists will uncover what happened. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Lost Files.
Whoa. You thought I was going to let you listen to your murder podcast? No. Go subscribe to the Patreon. Come on. Go subscribe to the Patreon. Then you can listen to your murder podcast.